Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the same. You wouldn't do the same. Ooh, you never do the same. No, 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 no.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Before we get to the Kim Kardashian story, because I just need a minute. Lori Loughlin, of course. Now, double the fun for her in prison because she didn't take a plea deal and they doubled the charges. But this Vanity Fair article is fascinating. Lori Loughlin's brand is staying strong through crisis. And it talked about how she has a very strong faith that helps her immensely. And she knows her faith will help her get through this.
Well, her faith should have helped her not do this in the first
right.
place.
Right.
I feel torn because I have always loved Lori Loughlin. Since Secret Admirer days.
So has America.
I mean,
and what's it called? Was she in Rad?
I just remember Secret Admirer with C. Thomas Howell.
Well, they said she, you know, built this brand on being this really wholesome person, and then that's what gave her this huge Hallmark career.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, all these quotes coming back to haunt her. Mm. She said, I was always very thoughtful about projects that I chose for myself. I would say to myself, can my father watch this? And if my father couldn't watch it, I didn't do it. And then when I had children, I always thought, I don't want to do anything that one day might rear its ugly head and my children have to pay the price for that.
So I will pay the price for them.
I know. I feel bad for her.
She paid $500,000 to have her daughters go to USC.
I know.
Courtney. If anyone has a black heart about this.
I don't, though, because I know I would be, if I would have had children, I would have been a crazy mother. Like,
yeah, I think
would have been over the top.
I think you get caught up in it, especially out in Hollywood. They're all doing this crazy, you know, like,
I would have gone to the schools and confronted people. I would have used this radio platform to call out bullies.
Let me tell you how hard that is not to do.
Oh my gosh, how do you not?
It's tough.
Can I just say I really appreciate you guys not doing that?
I thought you meant me not having children.
No, I would love some little Nick's rolling around.
Little Van Landrum?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. Unshun. She's taking the bar exam in 2022. Apparently, she's not going to law school. There's something in California where you can do the Reading the Law program.
Dr. Law?
Well, you study. It's kind of like an internship. You study on your own and you work with a practicing attorney. So she's doing a 4-year apprenticeship in San Francisco. So it's legit.
Well, I think she's probably. I don't know why I'm nice today. I think it's because I'm off tomorrow. But I think she's probably gotten involved because of seeing these criminals that she's helped.
Exactly.
The prison reform.
I think you're right.
And she says it goes all the way back to her dad. She was fascinated with the O.J. Simpson case. And her dad had a secret room. He had this library. And just like you see on TV.
Yeah, with all the law books.
You pushed a wall.
Oh, really?
And you could go into this hidden room. And that's where all the O.J. evidence books were. And she said she would snoop and look through everything. She was nosy about the forensics.
Wow.
I'll be back to my mean self on Monday.
Right. Okay. I'm just.
Or maybe in the 8 o'clock hour.
She also talked about Kanye West's bipolar disorder. And I know that Kanye is the butt of many jokes, too. But, I mean, this is really serious. She said that his bipolar disorder is an emotional process for sure. She said, right now, everything is really calm. But we can definitely feel episodes coming, and we know how to handle them. She said medication isn't really an option because it changes who she is. Man, that is a woman who loves him. because you've seen some of these episodes play out in public. And I'm sure for the Kardashian brand, it would be easy to just cut him loose. But I do feel for Kanye, because bipolar disorder, I mean, everybody just says, oh, he's nasty, he's crazy.
I just don't know that it's the worst thing for the Kardashian brand to have Kanye be a part of it. That's all.
Yes.
You were saying it'd be easy for the brand to just cut him loose, but I disagree. I think that he's a driving force.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk about celebrity facts that you may not have known.
All right.
Shocking and unexpected. Did you know that Megan Mullally had a part in Finding Nemo, but they fired her because the reason they hired her was they wanted her to do her Karen voice from Will and Grace?
Yeah, it's a great voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't do it?
She wouldn't do it.
I don't blame her. That's a different character.
Oh, that's a different... Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, and also, like, then she would have been typecast. Although, after Will and Grace...
She did that butter commercial.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not butter. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Although, now she's a slinger.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say.
And back on Will and Grace and touring with her husband. She's okay.
She could have... Yeah, but she could have gotten that Finding Nemo money.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's a big chunk of change.
And Finding Dory, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 15 years later.
And turning all that down for what? Integrity?
We know you wouldn't.
Oh.
That's Entertainment Schmick. Time's
that's
up.
That's a cheap shot.
More at 840 and online at Y98.com, including from National Sibling Day yesterday, celebrity posts of them and their siblings. Very, very cute. I loved scrolling through Facebook yesterday and looking at everybody's pictures. More online and Lance Hildebrand now.
Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
Entertainment Schmig is next on Courtney and Company.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is next, like in 2 seconds.
Super next.
Yeah. And it's brought to you, by the way, by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Wow, that was...
I know, I wasn't in the mood.
All right, we're going to pick up where we left off at 6:40. Some celebrity facts you might not have known about, like Betty White, who is actually older than sliced bread. She was born on January 17th, 1922. The first time a pre-sliced loaf of bread was sold was in 1928.
But that's not even a saying.
Oh, it's better than sliced bread.
Yeah,
not older.
Oh, you're right.
Well, but if you say the greatest thing since sliced bread,
yes.
You are putting a time on it.
It's kind of dumb.
Greatest thing since before sliced bread.
She's definitely older than sliced bagels. St. Louis sliced.
Right. Oh, God. This isn't food stuffs.
That's what Lance loves to do.
Christopher Walken, do you know his previous job?
I believe.
Go ahead, Kevin.
In the circus. I was a lion tamer.
That is correct.
Oh, really?
Ding.
No. You don't know that.
No.
It's crazy.
Shirley Temple was such a talented child actor that people were convinced she was actually a dwarf, so the Vatican sent someone to investigate.
What? I was obsessed with
That's
her.
That's incredible.
I mean, she really was so talented.
Very good, yeah.
I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah. She passed away, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Shirley Black is her.
Shirley Temple Black.
Yeah.
Married name. Celebrities with multiple nipples, meaning more than two.
Harry Styles.
Yes.
Mark
has three. Harry has
seven.
Why do you have to overshoot and not make it sound that great? Four nipples is pretty impressive.
Wow.
Don't isolate that.
No. You just told him what to do, John.
And in the early 70s, Angela Lansbury moved her family from Hollywood to Ireland because her daughter was getting mixed up with the Manson family.
Wow.
And her son was on heroin, so she wanted a break from Hollywood.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. And two more. Bea Arthur was one of the first members of the Women's Reserve in the Marine Corps in the 1940s.
Yeah. What? A Marine.
I watched quite a few episodes of The Golden Girls over the weekend.
Great. Great
in between Superman's 1, 2, and 3.
It was a real odd viewing weekend.
Man. And Tom Cruise's right front tooth. Once you see this, you will never look at him the same way again. His front right tooth is in the center of his mouth.
Oh, it's like...
So when he smiles, it looks like he has one big tooth in the middle.
It's like the Jonas brother.
Yep.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Look,
they say he has three front teeth.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. Once you look at it, you're like, oh my gosh, he has one giant front tooth.
But two nipples.
Yeah, as far as we know. Kim Kardashian, we talked about earlier, is going to take the bar exam in 2022. Not going to law school, but she's doing a four-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco.
Chances she actually takes it in 2022, guys.
Yeah. I feel
like 2019, a lot of things are going to happen in her world, in the world in general. Is chances she actually sits down and takes it?
I don't know.
21%.
I'm saying 54%.
I'm going 40.
I'm going 87.
Oh, wow. You've always believed in
I have. I think she's changed. I think this has totally changed her, and I think she wants to do some good.
Foster the People, the lead singer, sent out a tweet yesterday, and I was curious. I clicked on it. He apologized to Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons.
They beefing?
Well.
isolate that.
Yeah, please. They beefing. So apparently Mark made a joke that Foster the People gives all their leftover material that doesn't make the cut to Imagine Dragons. But then you remember how Dan Reynolds talked about how Imagine Dragons became a punching bag for everybody. They became for a while like the new Nickelback and everyone was making fun of them. And he said it really hurt him. And he was like, you know what? I let some words come out of my mouth that don't reflect who I am or what I stand for. And I take it back. I apologize. Dan is such a positive influence, and the things that the people he's advocating for and the things he's doing and standing up for people, he's just such a great guy. I hope you will
forgive me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Dan accepted his apology.
To come back after doing that and just, it's probably been weighing on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said it's been like heavy on his heart for a long time. A band did a shot-for-shot remake of Journey's Separate Ways video.
Awesome. It's pretty awesome. Now, it's their own
song. But singing their song out of my head. Okay. They're a disco-funk band called Escort.
But it's like spot on.
And that video is so
similar
funny.
Similar clothes, same location, everything.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They said they weren't trying to mock it. They just love all the amazing 80s videos.
Yes. Yep. They're great.
Yeah. So you can check that out online.
You know, air guitars happening in that with the band.
Yes. Awesome.
Lots of back and moving by Steve Perry in his tight jeans.
And Avengers Endgame already setting ticket sales records. So it sold more advanced tickets in its first week than the previous record holder, Star Wars The Force Awakens. And it's outpacing Avengers Infinity War with advanced ticket sales 5-1. So if there's any question that it's going to beat Infinity War at the box office, there's no doubt.
When does that come out? Next weekend?
No, it comes out on the 26th.
We're going to have tickets to give away, I believe.
What? Ooh. Spoiler alert. That is Entertainment Schmick. More online at Y98.com. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. And it's a big back in the day, too. Some anniversary. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on April 11th. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and it's time for celebrity birthdays, but also back in the day. Lots of stuff. I was wrong on the 20-year anniversary. There was something on the Today Show about JFK Jr.'s plane crash.
Yeah, 20 years ago it said.
It's 20 years in June. But apparently
July.
Somebody has a book or something out about it. So we were all like, what? It's been 20 years?
But it still has been 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, months we'll be like, oh yeah, this feels like 20 years.
But 49 years ago today, the Beatles' Let It Be hit number one. 72 years ago, Jackie Robinson signed his first contract with the Brooklyn Dodgers, making him the first black player in Major League Baseball. 53 years ago, Jack Nicklaus won his third Masters tournament and became the first man to win them back-to-back. He was 26.
Yikes.
So wait, is today...
One week in April.
Oh, yeah.
A sailor's blooming.
Is today in baseball that they all wear 42?
I think that's the 15th, I think. Okay. I believe.
Oh, when he first probably played in
the because he
game.
Played a few exhibition games, but his first official MLB game was against the Braves on April 15th.
Got it.
There you go. And 39 years ago, sexual harassment was prohibited by the EEOC. Before that, totes cool. And depending on who you work with, still totes cool. I'm not looking at you. I'm just saying we've had some people.
Stop looking at me.
Okay. Well,
I'm getting harassed all the time around here.
How old is Jennifer Esposito?
Oh, man.
Oh,
she used to be married to Bradley Cooper.
I'm a big fan.
43.
That's what I was thinking.
A little older.
You do, yeah. I wasn't.
I'm gonna go 40. I'm gonna go 46.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
How about Jennifer Grey's father, but best known for his role in Cabaret, Joel Grey?
Oh man.
He was also in Buffy, wasn't he?
Yeah, for a while. He had an arc.
Yes, he did.
Gosh.
He was good. He played a good evil guy.
He did.
He's up there.
She's got rubber. She's 56.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say he's 81.
I think even older. 84?
I'll go 83.
I was thinking, so I'll do 85.
87.
Oh,
wow.
And finally, how old is singer Lisa Stansfield?
Oh, she's been around the world.
Been around the world. And I can't find my baby.
I don't know, and I don't know why.
Why he's gone away. How old is she?
I have no idea.
The only reason I did it was so we could sing.
I think she's a little old. She seemed older.
66?
In the 90s. Six? Not 66. That old.
I have no idea. Not this
that old. You just Stansfield that one.
I wish this were a betting week.
57.
Double nickels.
53.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I can't picture her. I have no idea what she looks like.
She had lots of eyeliner. Yeah.
It's hard. I can't picture her.
Because you don't know that song.
She's always on the go.
Huh?
Been around the world.
Don't even.
That doesn't get a ding.
Don't.
Happy birthday of yourself. Thank you on April
11th. No. Turn your mic off, Kevin.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right.